Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Recently read a book by Nina Teicholz called The Big Fat Surprise, talking about that meat and butter is actually good for you, and it was quite fascinating. I also saw something in Time magazine that is saying that saturated fat is not the enemy we thought it was. Here to expand on this for us is Eliza Leggett. Hello, Eliza.
Hi, great to be with you.
It's so nice to have you on. You know, I was actually happy to hear this because I do love my grass-fed beef. I'm not a dairy fan, but I do love that. So let's talk about this because, my goodness, this saturated fat debate has been going on for years. Tell us what you know.
Decades, right. Yeah, back in the early 60s, actually, that was when a lot of the confusion started. Because, you know, our grandmothers used to cook with lard and butter, and it wasn't really that big of a deal. And suddenly in the U.S., heart disease rates were beginning to climb, and researchers and scientists were beginning to link nutrition to our health outcomes, which was really, at the time, becoming more and more revolutionary. And one of the ideas that was posited by a man named Ansel Keys was that the fat in our diet would lead to becoming the fat in our bodies and clog our arteries and heart disease, et cetera. And before you know it, we have a big heart disease problem in the U.S. So the logic was, let's remove the saturated fat from our diet and replace it with, quote-unquote, vegetable fat, vegetable oils. And we tried that. We had a huge switchover, remember? We suddenly were going from our delicious grass-fed butter, and now we have this thing called margarine. Not a big advance in terms of flavor, but the thinking was, hey, this is healthier. And as it turns out, it really wasn't in our best interest.
So what are the type of fats that we should be looking for when we're looking to get fat? Now, we've been, just to give you a bit of background on us at Naturally Savvy, we've known about this saturated fat for a long time, and we are huge, 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 huge fans of omega-3s. So what I want to know and hear it from you is, what are the fats that are safe and that we should be looking to consume on a regular basis?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. Of course, I work for Nordic Naturals as a national educator, so of course I'm passionate about omega-3s. We believe in the importance of omega-3 in the diet, but there is also a role for saturated fats. You know, my husband's French, so we eat a lot of cheese. I love butter. And what we found out after decades of research is we still just don't have a good causal link between saturated fat in our diet becoming potentially dangerous saturated fat in our bodies. And we now know that that's coming from excess carb and sugar intake that's not expended in the form of energy or exercise. So what we did was we replaced all of those delicious saturated fats with something called a lot of omega-6 fat. And the problem there is not just that, you know, we now know that there are fats that are great for us, like you mentioned, omega-3, EPA and DHA, of course, coconut oil, certain other beneficial omegas. So we know that some fats are really important, some are essential, and some just have benefit, and some just taste good, and they're not that bad. But there are some fats, like these omega-6 fats, that when we eat them in excess, they can do some serious unchecked inflammatory damage long-term and short-term. So when we're eating a lot of omega-6, which would be your quote-unquote vegetable oils, like soybean oil, like corn oil, sunflower oil. This is now the predominant fat in our diet. It actually can sort of force out the other beneficial fats that we do eat. So when we eat fish oil, which we recommend, when we take omega-3s for their benefits that they have for our heart health, for our brain health, for our inflammatory response, that's a good thing. And we're giving our body something it absolutely requires on a daily basis. But if we also consume a lot of omega-6 fat simultaneously, we're actually sort of squeezing out the little benefit that we were getting from the omega-3 fat. So what we really emphasize at Nordic Naturals is the balance.
So that was my next question. Funny you say that. That was my next, excuse me, my next question is, what should that balance be of omega-3 to 6?
Everyone has a different opinion, and that's what's so fascinating about the world of lipidology. It's an exciting world. It's a new field of research, and there are some health authorities that feel that high levels of omega-6 are not problematic. I don't fall into that category, and many of the researchers that we are mentored by at Nordic Naturals do not fall into that category. We believe that in order to obtain balance, you must take measures to reduce high omega-6 levels. So generally speaking, because so many people are going to have a hard time doing that, and because the omega-6s and omega-3s compete for metabolic pathways, we emphasize, as a general rule, trying to consume more omega-3 than omega-6, even though some people feel an equal ratio may be sufficient. However, knowing that many people have been deficient for a very long time in omega-3s, we feel that it's important, in order to rectify the omega-3 deficiency, that people eat more omega-3 than omega-6. And after that, the interesting thing about coming back to the saturated fat debate, saturated fats actually do not compete with omega-3 in our body for space and for tissue and for pathways. So feel free to consume your coconut oil, eat your grass-fed organic butter, lather it on. As long as you're getting enough omega-3 in your diet, the two will not compete with one another.
Well, that's very good advice. And for those of you who are listening, and you know, and I know we're talking saturated fat, I want you to just touch a little bit. We have about 2.5 minutes left, not even, about 2 minutes left. Talk a little bit about coconut oil and the benefits of, you know, something like in consuming coconut oil, because I think a lot of people think it's not healthy. Just really, really quickly.
Sure. I'm not a coconut oil expert, but we do use it in our home quite a lot. It's high in medium chain triglycerides, which are easy to rapidly use as energy. And actually what has a similar profile to coconut oil is lard, which is also making a comeback as well. Coconut oil is stable at higher heat temperatures. So unlike olive oil, where you may lose some of the beneficial properties of heating by heating it, with coconut oil, you have that same concern. There are other applications for coconut oil as well, stemming around its use just topically, or now trending is the new oil pull, not new, but very, very old oil pulling method. But just in terms of eating it, you're eating something that is stable, it's delicious, it's not going to promote a high inflammatory response like a safflower oil would, like a sunflower seed oil or corn oil would. And you also get the added benefit of lauric acid, which if you're a research geek like me, you can do some very interesting research in the area of lauric acid and neurological disorders, and come to some really exciting new stuff out there in the world of the World Wide Web.
You know, Eliza, it's funny. A friend of mine, and he listens to this show, he posted on Facebook, because of Lisa and Andrea Naturally Savvy, I am not using my, you know, cooking spray, vegetable oil cooking spray. I'm cooking my food in lard. And I said, good. Which probably
surprised that's
some
great.
People.
I know, yeah. It's so funny.
Now, Andrea,
after all
back
these
to
these years, oh. Grandma was right.
Yeah, you know what? She totally wasn't. I know, Eliza, unfortunately, we're out of time today, which is too bad. And I do, I mean, hopefully you're going to come back on. We'd love you to come back on. I want to talk more in depth about omega-3s. But for those really, really quickly who are listening, Eliza mentioned Nordic Naturals. It's one of my favorite companies. They make a really, really high omega-3 fish oil supplements. They have a whole line of products. But I definitely think you're in good hands. So you work with a fabulous company. So thank you so much for being on our show today. And if you'd like to learn more, you can follow Nordic Naturals on Twitter at Nordic Naturals, or you can visit their website at nordicnaturals.com. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a beautiful day and stay well.